And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning, 15th day of December 2021. Hope your day is off to as good a start as mine is. My day always improves when Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki walk through the door. Always a good time to have them there in the studio here with us. And I know we've had a very, very unique growing season here for 2021. I was reading something the other day, and it was from the United States Department of Forestry. And a few folks have been commenting on, they've seen a lot more nuts and berries and other things like that this year. And, well, evidently we're looking for a more temperate, more moderate spring next year in those areas where you've seen an increase in nuts. So going by the number of walnuts and acorns and stuff in my yards, I'm going to say we're going to have a fairly decent spring next year. Does that sort of stuff hold water with you guys? Is there anything to that? Any predictions that we can say, yes, this generally goes this way, no, it doesn't? I mean, this is the National Department of Forestry. I would think they have a clue what they're talking about.
Well, I you know, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Okay.
We'll see next spring.
I like
spring,
that answer.
All right?
Yeah,
I tell you what, as many black walnuts as I have, my dog thinks they're wonderful because he thinks they're tennis balls. Chases them.
Okay. There you go.
I throw them out of the garden because you don't want to keep those in the garden.
Right.
And let them deteriorate,
yep,
because then they'll inhibit your growth, all right? But I toss them in the into the grass and chop them up with the lawnmower, and every time,
right,
I toss them, my dog chase them, Cosmo just thinks it's grand, okay? And there were a lot of them this year, I will tell you that.
Yes, there were a lot. Well, as long as he's not pulling them out of the tree for you to leave them in the garden, you're in good shape.
Oh, he does dig. I do wind up digging some starts up, because between him and the squirrels, I think he thinks he's a squirrel because he picks them up and he finds a bush and digs,
yep,
a hole and pushes. And pushes in there and plants it for me.
About those black walnuts, there's actually a guy on...
he's over there off of 126.
Wildcat Shoals Road. Wildcat,
yeah,
Shoals Road buys, mm-hmm, those things. You, mm-hmm, can take them in there, and he harvests them, breaks them all down,
yep,
and pays you X number of dollars.
Yep.
And he's got signs up for about 2 months during,
yeah,
the year,
yeah,
and he does that religiously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've need to drive by and just see his operation. I see the signs, but I've never seen his operation.
Pretty fascinating to watch those,
yeah,
things.
Is work. It?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a quick run, but it's pretty interesting. we're looking forward to next year right now. We're obviously right at the end here of 2021, looking forward to next year. Now, for those of us who did not find the local big box store that was closing things out at the end of the year and buy their entire stock, Seal, for those of us that did not do that, we should be planning on where we're going to be putting some of the stuff that we're going to be purchasing next year, and we should be looking at those things that we're going to be purchasing. Not having to worry about right now getting, 1,500 plants or so in the ground like somebody might have been doing over the course of the last month or so.
Well, just to tell you how dedicated I am, I already have an order with Proven Winners and Wayside Gardens,
okay,
out there, which I'm building upon. They will hold it and let me add to it, if you can imagine that.
Very cool, right? Very cool.
So I do have some stuff picked out for next year
all
already.
Right.
But it's a good time to go out there and play in the ground. You've got great weather,
yes,
coming up.
Yes, you
all
do.
Right. And, you know, clean up your garden, mm-hmm, clean up the debris, make sure that actually helps with any pest control and mildew and those kind of diseases,
right,
all right? But it's a good time to split your plants, all right, when they're dormant. It's a good time to prune, mm-hmm, everything except spring blooming plants,
right,
all right? But go out there and do that this time of year. I save my evergreen pruning for this time of year,
uh-huh,
because I use the greens in Christmas decorations, which brings us to our plant of the month this time.
Okay.
It is not going to be a plant. It's going to talk about things you can use in your yard to decorate with.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So if you're pruning an evergreen, mm-hmm, the first thing you need to remember is they don't regenerate leaves like a typical oak tree or maple tree,
right,
does. So you want to prune very judiciously.
Yes.
All right, be careful, because you don't want to prune where it leaves a bald spot, because the bald spot will be with you.
Exposed, correct.
And it will be with you for a long time, if
yes,
not
ma'am,
forever.
Yep.
All right. But I take my pine trees, for instance, and, mm-hmm, I'm instead of having them grow to the ground, I prune them up. It's neater. You don't get so much dieback that way.
Okay.
Keeps them fresher, and I use those greens in decorations. You can bring them indoors or outdoors, all right?
All right.
Most of mine stay outdoors, but you can do it either way. I've done both in,
okay,
my life. And use all the different greens in your yard.
Yes.
You can use cedar, you can use cypress, you can use yew. You can obviously use pine. Mm-hmm. And there's different kinds of pine.
Yep.
I've got Austrian pine and loblolly pine and a couple other ones in my yard.
Okay.
And I will pick a little bit of each because the combination of them is what makes the arrangement have some style.
Right.
All right. So you've got some cypress that are yellow. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, you don't use a lot of that, but you could use a little bit of that
nice
and really
color,
and accent it. All right. Well, that's the basis for it. All right.
Okay.
Remember, if you prune too soon, especially in a year like this, that the greens won't last. So if you're pruning right about now, you'll be fine for Christmas.
Yep.
Now, in a cooler year, you definitely could prune a little earlier. But
a
more normal season. Given our weather, I wouldn't use your greens to make an outdoor wreath because it is too warm for that to last.
And
there's a lot of small branches, and they're not going to last as well. But I've done that in the past as well. You can also take fruit. I've taken red grapefruit, not white, but red, tangerines, because the color is so strong.
Yep.
I've sliced them and put them on a baking sheet on top of some parchment paper and baked them in the oven just long enough to dry and tied those into some of my things as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's very attractive.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a little scent with those also then?
Not particularly.
Okay.
You'll get a little bit when they're drying.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you'd have a little scent there as they were just being there on display.
Not particularly, because they're dried by then.
Okay.
They've lost most of that. All right. You can also use seed pods. All right. You could use from your cone flowers, for instance.
Okay.
If you didn't cut them all off at the end of the season, you could use some of those. They're quite attractive. Thistles. Mm-hmm. All right. And hydrangea blossoms. Many hydrangeas turn tan for the fall.
Right.
And you'll see that they last all winter, and they're very attractive in a wreath.
Okay.
All right. Rose hips. All right. You can use some of those. If you're using greens, say, on top of a flat surface, because I've done that as well, you could put that on with cinnamon sticks, those kind of things, and that's quite attractive.
Gotcha.
Now, I mix the artificial in with some of the natural to give it a little pizzazz. Let's go back first to grasses and weeds and those kind of things. They're attractive in it as well. But you can also get artificial berries. I don't find that most berries want to hold up once you cut them off.
Exactly, yep.
They'll fall off.
Yep.
So I use the artificial berries, and I generally use some that have a little embellishment, either making it look like it's got frost or ice or something on it to dress it up. And you don't only use white berries, use white ones as well, and they really make a nice contrast.
Okay.
All right. So those are all different things you can use. I actually have one dried thing I bought someplace over the years, because I save as much of my stuff till it deteriorates. I had someone that literally looks like he took a piece of tree and just shaved a strip off, and he narrowed it as he got to the end so that the ends curled up in a curly cue, like you're using curling ribbon. And I've got a bunch of those that I stick in my arrangements as well. And it's very pretty. It's fun to do. If you don't have greens from your yard or only have a few to accent and you need more for the bulk, I have actually gone to the big box stores and bought a small Christmas tree, taken my electric saw and sawed all the branches off of it. and use them, because I'll take the greens in the house. Now, one thing I will caution you with pine cones, all right? Pine cones, once they open up, the spiders want to lay their eggs inside the little shells, all right? So there's a way around that. Take your oldest cookie sheet that you're going to throw out, and don't throw it away because it's gotten too dark. The cookies don't want to cook right on it. Put a piece of parchment or aluminum foil down and set your pine cones on there and put it in the oven at about 250 for about 15, 20 minutes. You will get that pine aroma in the house, all right? But once you do that, you've killed the eggs. And then you can bring them in the house. Now, I have pine cones that I keep in separate bags for inside or outside, for ones I've baked and the ones I haven't.
Right.
And either way, I store them in a Ziploc bag for the season. And I have had pine cones that I have kept for many, many years. There's some I tie together with floral wire to make two or three in a bunch and tie them onto things. All right.
That's a great idea.
All right. So, and obviously ribbons. And one thing, if you're making ribbons for yourself, making bows for yourself, I should say, the biggest mistake people make when making a bow and they don't like it comes out is they've not used enough. All right, all the ribbons on sale, 50% off. Yep. Stock up on it. All right.
And you went shopping with my wife this week. Okay.
In any event, do that and don't skimp on the yardage that you use. Where it's got a roll that's 30 feet, mm-hmm. I have made bowls using all 30 feet.
Wow. Yep.
And it doesn't look like 30 feet
of
ribbon.
No, it does not. Yep.
But the bowl looks like it should.
Yep.
All right. So don't skimp on the bows. I've done some with loops of about 10 loops, and they're there, but and they're not unattractive, but the ones where it's got 20 and 25 loops makes a big difference.
Okay.
All right. So those are my tips. I find it so much fun to play in the yard doing that. All right.
Yes.
I suppose that's just because I'm a gardening person, but I enjoy it a lot, and I think y'all will too.
Well, there's a lot of things. You can just wander around almost any yard in the area and find a few things to put a little bit of splash of color, a little bit of celebration of the season right there in your yard, just with the stuff you can pick up outside.
Absolutely, and some of it is work that you need to do, all right?
Yes,
so
it is.
So you do it, you save it for this time of year, and I highly recommend your battery-operated saws for pruning that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff and
yep.
for pruning your shrubs. Absolutely use it. It makes life a lot simpler,
yes.
and it's easier on your body.
Well, and you said the P word a few times. Now, and I do know that some judicious pruning in the month of December is really recommended.
Absolutely. This is the time of year. You do not want to bloom anything now that blooms in the spring because you will cut off the blossoms.
Right.
A reminder, you do that right after they bloom in the spring.
Yep.
All right. But otherwise, this is the best time to prune. If you have maple that you're pruning, mm-hmm. you absolutely want to do it when it's dormant because in late winter, early spring, the sap starts flowing in the maples.
Right.
And if you cut it, then you will have the sap weep out.
Yep.
All right. But all your other shrubs and trees, this is a great time to prune. You can see what you're doing because the leaves aren't in the way.
Right.
All right. And remember, on shrubs, you want to prune a third of the shrub every couple years from the ground up, the
mm-hmm.
thickest branches that
yep.
you have. You want to prune those as close to the ground. And your trees, I highly encourage you to take a look at your trees.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference. I have people come to the yard and say, God, the shape of that tree is so good. Well, it's because I've paid attention.
Right, yeah.
And it may be a multi-year plan to get that prune correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to take more than a third off of that tree.
Right.
But if you also don't want everything low-hanging, now is the time before it gets too large and you have to call someone out to do it. You
right.
want to do it now when you can manage it.
Yes. Yeah, that's the biggest thing right now is there are no leaves on the way. There's nothing really. The weather is very nice outside most weekends
mm-hmm.
to get out there and do this stuff. This is the time you want to be out there doing these things. You don't want to wait until springtime. Like you said, right now, anything that's going to be blooming in spring, if you're trimming it right now, you're going to lose a lot of those blooms.
And trees, I'm like Seal, get them up 10 or 15 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You want them where you can walk under them and get
yes.
them and ride your riding mower or
absolutely.
Whatever under them. And this is a good time to do that.
Right.
And again, the sun can get in there then, and the grass can grow and the plants can grow that are underneath them. But
yes,
I just think they'd look better when they're up like that.
Absolutely.
If they get down on the ground, I don't know, just an unseemly appearance to me. But
no, it makes a big difference. Yeah. And we were talking just before in the commercial. Let's get that out yet. This is a good time to divide plants. Tommy was talking about a friend that's going to give him some hydrangea, and we were talking about layering.
Yep.
Take a look and see if it looks like you have a branch that's touching the ground and you've mm-hmm. got a sprout growing up. Odds are you've got roots underneath there, and you can cut that umbilical cord, so to speak, and dig that plant up, and you have an absolute copy of what you had. You're not have to worry about hybridizing and all that
right.
kind of thing. You have the plant, all
that
right?
That was growing right there.
And
there
it's, the roots are there. It's a good time to move it. This
mm-hmm.
is the time to take it, dig a hole, and put it in the ground when it's dormant. Remember, the roots are growing underground right now.
Right.
You will strengthen that plant, mm-hmm. and you will be satisfied with it in the spring.
The one I'm getting it from is Dr. Mike Riss, so I know I'll be the one digging them out. He won't be down.
There you go. Sorry, Mike. I did not plan that one. That's the number 7 bus is what Tommy just threw you under right there. So we need to take a quick little break. I've got Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki in the studio with me this morning. Always fun to have the Master Gardeners. But the problem is you guys still have 3 pages of notes, and we've got about 4 minutes left.
We got things to talk about, but I got to talk about Hardee's. They have a sandwich right now. Hey, a hot honey chicken sandwich. Yes. It is to die for.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
oh, no, the mushroom Swiss, that's the best.
now we're going.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to go over there for a Frisco.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Anyway, they're going to double up or make their...
Well, there's lots of news going on there, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll see. We've got a whole lot of stuff to talk about still from the world of Master Gardeners, and I it's just always intimidating to see folks that come in there with as many notes as you guys
have. CO is the note girl. I got to give her 100% credit. I'm kind of a reader, but anyway.
No, he does more than read. Don't let him fool you.
One of the neat things is we talked about earlier, we're getting back to the real world, and we're having meetings, and we're getting together and doing that.
Right.
And our next meeting, the Master Gardeners' next meeting, will be Thursday, January the 18th from 1 to 3.
Okay.
And it's at the Presbyterian Church, and that's right across the street from Cooper Park.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful church, and we meet inside.
Mm-hmm.
They got a cool deal we worked out with them. They give us free place to meet, but we take care of a little area for them.
Yes.
And it's really, really pretty. I think it's actually one of our projects, and the ladies mm-hmm. that take care of it and guys have done a fantastic job.
Yes.
It's a real photo opportunity place most of the time. Scott's laughing at me. I look for photo opportunity, but it is a good place to take a picture of your family or group or whatever. It's a real
nice.
Thursday, January 13th.
Whatever day. But anyway, it's going to be.
He said 18th, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
My birthday's August 18th, so I'm thinking. Excuse me. But Carol Wilson will be our speaker, and she was a master gardener in Illinois back in the day, and she's going to be talking. This is kind of an interesting one, gardening with disabilities. And that doesn't mean that you just can't get around at all, but I'm 78 years young, and most of us don't move quite as good as we did once upon
a
time.
Yep.
And there's a lot of little things that can help us out. And Seal was talking earlier about battery operated things. And
yes.
I've got a battery operated little chainsaw that's not heavy duty,
mm-hmm.
but it sure helps you with small
yep.
limbs and things. So there's a lot of different ways, things to sit on, things mm-hmm. that keep your knees from bending quite
those
as much.
Those are huge, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about moving things around, and Seal was saying she uses a
welder's cart.
Never heard of such an animal, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go look at Arbor Freight when I leave here. So
yep.
anyway, I'm not too old to learn.
Well,
so anyway,
Seal, I think you said the word here on the show enough times. I'm fairly confident the most important tool to you in your arsenal is probably your dolly to get stuff moved around.
Without a doubt, I use it to move everything. I don't lift. I have back problems,
right.
so I don't lift. I push everything on it.
I push it
around.
Yep.
It's got fat wheels on it, which sometimes is good and sometimes is bad,
yeah.
but it takes the weight of my pots that I bring in and any dirt, any soil that I'm mm-hmm. moving around, any bags such as that, I slide them on there and move them and just drop them where I'm going to use them. Makes all the difference in the world. And this welder's cart is a great idea.
Yep.
All right. It's got big high wheels, thin wheels, so it's easy to push. It's lightweight. It's got a shelf at the bottom, and I stick mm-hmm. a Rubbermaid bin on the bottom, and I use it to put all my garden debris in.
There you go.
And it's got a little box on the handle
mm-hmm.
that you can put all your tools in, so you're not
losing.
I was always losing my tools. If they weren't red, I would lose them and buy them three times.
Yep.
But I use that, and those things for me are great. I wouldn't be without either of them. I couldn't garden without either of them.
Ma'am.
So,
yep.
But come to anyone is invited. You don't have to be a member. Come to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have you. We meet at the Presbyterian Church 1 to 3. 1 to 2 is the presentation, but stay and socialize with us and see what we're all about.
Are we back to able to have meetings and feedings?
We actually had our Christmas party with food, and in January we will have refreshments.
All right.
First one with refreshments.
Good deal. So things are getting back to some degree of normalcy.
And refreshments are good, guys. Let me tell you, life is good without refreshments.
Exactly right. We have completely run out of time. I'm sorry about that.
Imagine that.
It goes so quickly here with these two in the studio. It's just amazing. With that in mind, I probably should be saying right now that you've been listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next, who are powered by NAEC. Oh, Tommy's got one thing here really quick.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Great,
Happy
great,
New
great year.
Absolutely. Best wishes for the holidays.
It's always good to hear from you guys.